Good morning, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Digital Revolution. And today I want to talk to you about the idea of farm to table. Here in Vermont, where I live, this is a really big movement. The idea that restaurants team up with a variety of local farms in their area and bring fresh produce and fresh meats and local beers to the restaurant. And the best part is you as the eater in the restaurant get to have all this great local food, you're supporting the local farmers, and it's a win-win for everybody. It's much also like the farmers markets, which are so big here in Vermont. You're going to the farmers market and you're buying your vegetables and your meats directly from that, you know, local farmers, so you're giving them the money direct, and you, the consumer, are getting the freshest, best possible produce and meat. It's a really great idea. Well, I was thinking about it this morning and I said, why don't we do this for photography? It seems silly that we're stuck in the standard distribution business model that photography has been in, you know, since the 1940s. That the manufacturer makes something, sends it, you know, to a store, B&H, Adorama, Freestyle, take your pick, and then they mark the product up and then they sell it to us. Why? In the days of the internet here, why can't we just buy directly from Kodak for the same price that B&H and Adorama and Freestyle and Sammy's and all the other camera stores buy from? It makes no sense. It's just stupid. I think we're just sort of living with this business model and not really thinking about how to maximize, you know, film sales. So what I'm advocating is this, that all of the major film manufacturers, from Kodak to Fuji to Ilford to everybody else, set up your own online stores. Set up your stores on your website. Maybe you have a minimum order of film that people have to buy. They've got to buy at least 20 rolls or 30 rolls of film, whatever. But the advantage is the photographer is going to be able to buy the freshest film, and it's also going to be at the wholesale price that B&H or Adorama or any one of them would have sold the film for. So the manufacturers are still getting the same amount of money. They're not out anything, but they're going to sell more materials this way, because if you as a photographer can save 20 to 30 points, and that's about the markup on film, you'll shoot more film. Film is going to be cheaper. It just makes sense. Direct sales make total sense. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you another story. When I went to RIT, I'll never forget, We were only like 8 miles away from Eastman Kodak, by the way. The photography department that I worked in, it was cheaper for us to buy Kodak film that had been made in Rochester, shipped to the UK, and shipped back to Rochester than it was for us to get in the car and drive 7 miles and go buy it from Kodak. Because they sell their film at different prices depending upon the market it's going to be sold in. That's crazy. You know, if Kodak can afford to sell, or I'm not picking on Kodak here, but if any one of these film manufacturers can afford to sell a roll of film for $2 in one market, that roll of film should be $2 in every market. Why should one market have to pay more when other markets get a break? It doesn't make sense. Once again, this is that old distribution model way of thinking. So, going forward, what I want to see is, once again, camera manufacturers setting up like a Zencart. Set up a small website where you can buy film direct. It's good for us. It's good for them. Everybody benefits. The only people that get hurt are the camera stores. And let's face facts. The camera stores really aren't selling a whole lot of film to begin with. The only, you know, it's not something that you ever see them pumping out in their newsletters. You know, it's always nowadays, you know, more of this new digital camera or this that they're selling. You never see ads coming out for come buy Kodak film or Ilford film. You know, those days are done, and I think it's time that the manufacturers wake up and see that. Another story. Back easily a decade ago, I used to do a lot of testing for Burger Photographic in France. And I'll never forget, as the euro went up in price, it became more and more difficult for them to be competitive in the United States. Why? You know, they had to still sell their film at a particular price point to be competitive with Ilford and with Kodak, so they couldn't raise their prices, yet they were making a smaller and smaller percentage because the euro was getting so much more expensive. And they saw the writing on the wall eventually that the only way they could really make this work long term was to set up a store and sell direct. That was the way that they were actually going to make money. They had to cut out the middleman and go direct. Unfortunately for them, it was a little late in the game and there were other factors that came into play. But this is something that I think, you know, Kodak and Fuji and Ilford and Adox and all of these people, set up stores, set up direct sales opportunities for photographers. It's good for you, it's good for us, and all of this will keep the future of analog photography going forward for a long time. Thank you very much for listening. Can't wait to hear your thoughts, and have a great day.